Our brunch chat. Financial Thursdays always bring us to talking about finances. And a lot of people are actually beginning to realize that saving is something so necessary, especially in the times that we're finding ourselves in. Because now people are panic buying, people are finding themselves needing to self-quarantine, not going to work. Chances are people might not even be earning if they're not working. No work, no pay rule may apply. And there's just a lot that's happening. But also some people are finding that now it becomes harder to manage debt, because now there's no money that's probably coming in to service a debt. And today I just want to give you tips on how to manage your debt for a better future. All right. So debt can be a very crippling thing. Sometimes we get into debt without realizing. We're buying houses, cars, we're buying laptops on credit, we're buying cell phones on credit, we're just buying a lot of things on credit, and before we realize it, our debt amount is exorbitantly high. And you don't even know what to do. So what would be the first thing that one could do? The first step is, the best place to start is where you are with what you have. So with this being said, find out the details of all your debts, the settlement amount, not the balance, the interest rate in percentage, not just rands, and the monthly installment in rands. And this will actually help you to compare loans as to which one is the most expensive. So remember, just because the debt order or the debit order may not be very big, your interest compared to your original loan may well be. Okay, so for example, the installments on a housing loan are generally the largest debit order in normal rand value, but the cheapest in interest rate rand value.
So
if you are looking at the installment of the house being higher and you don't actually want to service that first, then you're shooting yourself in the foot, because if you look at the interest rate, then depending on the rate that you've been given the loan for, then it becomes easier to settle the amount because the interest rate might not be too high. But you find that if you've bought a car and the installment is low but the interest rate is high, it makes that
means you're paying more. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so it's very important to look at things like that. Don't just look at the amount that you're paying every month, but look at the interest rate as well.
And I also think the overall amount of, exactly, like at the end of this 5 years,
the period,
how much would I have paid?
Exactly. Very, very important to look at things like that. Then the next thing is to take control. Once you have analyzed and assessed your debt, make sure that you are well aware of what you're paying, how much you're paying, and what the period amount will be. Take control. So pay your smallest debt off first, all right? The smallest debt is always the easiest to pay off. So with all the pressures on our income, it's very important to build momentum. So when you build momentum, this also assists with your credit record. Your credit record starts to look good, and then banks or financial institutions can actually trust you more with their money, all right? Mm-hmm. So the best way to do this is to actually see fewer and fewer debit orders coming off your bank account. So this will help you to maintain the course to getting out of debt and staying out of debt. So whenever you're servicing the smaller one, you're building consistency. From the smallest, you go to the next smallest, until you get to the largest.
The last one, yeah.
Also, once you have paid off the smallest, don't use that now for extravagant things. Use that for the next debt, all right? And once you have paid off the next debt, together with the first and the second debt, that money accumulated must service the next debt, and so on and so on and so on. So that is what you should be doing if you are actually looking to take control of your debt life. And then after doing that, pay yourself first. So after each debt has been settled, your cash flow should improve. But in order to sustainably pay off debt permanently, you need to feel your cash flow improve as a direct result of your efforts, all right? Mm-hmm. So keep 10% of the cumulative premium you were paying for yourself. So if I was paying 5,000 Rand for this car, I finished paying this 5,000 Rand monthly, I will take 500 Rand from that 5,000 Rand.
That you're not paying anymore.
That
now.
I'm not paying anymore. Okay. I'll take 500 Rand from the 5,000 Rand to put into my personal account to pay myself. And then the 4,500 Rand
helps
will
with your
go with
other
the next
debt.
Exactly. All right. So with every debt that you've settled, pay yourself first so that you can feel like, you know what, you're not drowning and you're not living your life. There always needs to be a balance. So with the 10% that you have managed to pay off from the cumulative premium, pay yourself, and then the balance can be paid to the rest of the debt. All right. Mm-hmm. Unless then you're being put under debt review and you're actually legally obligated to be paying the full amount of the one that you've paid to the next one.
The next one, okay.
You don't want to let it get to that. Just manage your finances. All right. And then step four is that emergencies will happen. Be prepared.
Yeah.
And this is a reality.
I also think now in the state that our country is, a lot of people are learning that the hard way. And I think that's the most important, actually, emergency. Like, you should always, always consider emergency and always have money put aside for that.
Absolutely. So, the secret to staying out of debt is saving, obviously. A lot of us are now coming to realize that now. Yes. And it's just like, yo, I should have saved from the beginning of the year. Maybe I would have my 5,000 or something
or
right
from
now.
December's profit, kind of getting the bonus.
Exactly. So people are now starting to panic, but don't panic. We will get through this. But you need to decide that you want to change your situation.
Now, yes.
And by deciding, then you make changes now, even with the little that you have, okay? So with each debt that is settled, it is a prudent approach to take at least 20% of the installment and put it aside in a savings account. So we're going back to that 5,000 rand, right? That 500 rand I take to myself, then 20% of what's left I put in a savings account for future emergencies. And then what's left from what I've taken off, I use to service the next debt. All right. At this age, though, we should not be getting into so many debts, but it does happen. And this is the best way that you can actually overcome that debt. So doing that will actually prevent you from going back into debt in the same extent when things don't go according to plan. And then the last thing that you can do is get rid of expenses you don't need.
You don't
need clothes every month. Trust me, you don't.
You really don't.
You don't need to shop every month.
You don't need to eat takeaways.
Exactly. You really don't, okay? So go through your budget and decide in each debit order whether it is a policy or present or something that improves your cash flow and future over the next 12 months or not. You can move something from your budget list, all right? So you can also look at things like your entertainment budget. If your entertainment budget is just really exorbitantly high, cut it down from 1,000 rand to 500 rand. You don't need to be going out every weekend. Life needs to go on. And if we're finding ourselves in the situation that we are now, if you had an entertainment budget, remove the entertainment budget completely because you don't
need
it.
There's no entertainment.
Exactly.
Like, by and by, like people that were saving money to buy tickets for all these concerts, some of them are cancelled.
Exactly. So you can use that money for saving or something that is more important than that. A lot of people are going to need to be still paying for a couple of things like their houses, whatever assets that they did
medical
buy.
Medical aid.
Exactly. So you could use that money for something else that won't, you know, strain your finances. So look at things like that, your entertainment budget, your beauty budget. I saw my friend, she had a beauty budget and she's like, I need to buy a product every month. And I'm like, what? This is crazy. So just things like that. Also, you need to be honest with yourself. We do like nice things, and it's not a crime to like nice things. But when you're honest with yourself, then you can actually bring about change with your financial situation.
I can also add to that and say, look at the most important things in your life, because even if you're broke, but if you look at the money you had and you see that I actually spent that money to start a medical aid for me and my family, even when you're broke, it's not going to hit you hard.
Yeah.
Instead of like going to party, now you're going to think, oh, I went out with B instead of... But if you have that medical aid, you'll know that, okay, even if I get sick right now, I'm broke. But if I get sick, we're safe at home. I'm also safe. So yeah, also look at the most important things, like you were saying.
100%. So what can we conclude from this conversation that we've just had? That debt is the problem, not the solution. If you're in debt, don't go and take more debt out to service a debt.
Hey,
don't do it.
And people always do that. Like, they take a loan to go pay that loan.
Exactly. And it's a trap. So don't do it. Unless you actually have a solid solution for it, but just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't even look for a solid solution. Don't do it.
That's just don't do it.
Exactly. So we can also conclude that your financial well-being is within your control. And if you take full responsibility for achieving it, you can. We know that servicing debt will take time. Be patient with yourself. Stack up the small victories to maintain the stamina. I've just paid off a big debt. Yay. Celebrate. Let's move on to the next.
Move.
Exactly. All right. And then also improving your cash flow will afford you more resources for an improved lifestyle in the next 12 months. So what are you going to do about your debt? Are you going to service it or are you going to keep running away from it? The decision is entirely yours to make. Which one are you deciding, left or right? We'll see. But that's what we have for you in our brunch chat for this morning. Anything else that you feel we should be adding to this list, you're welcome to tweet at UJFM. Remember, the hashtag is the Urban Brunches. 25 minutes past 10 o'clock. Here's some Davido coming through with Risky.
Risky, yes, your body, Risky.